Welcome, and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode all throughout the call. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I will turn the meeting over to your host, Marquis Flannery. You may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me on the call today. Before I begin, I wanted to mention that there are only a few questions that were submitted in advance. So if you have questions that you would like responses to, please feel free to start to send those questions in, and I will make every effort, along with my colleagues, to have those questions answered during the time of this call. I want to start by saying I hope you had a chance to enjoy the beautiful weather this Labor Day weekend, and that you're coming back to work rested and refreshed. As of yesterday, New York State has now had 31 straight days in which the statewide COVID-19 positive test rate has been below 1%. The number of total hospitalizations for COVID-19 statewide remains in the low 400s, and the COVID-19 deaths reported each day across the state have also remained in the single digits. I want to thank all of our staff for the great job that you're doing to contribute to the low COVID-19 numbers in our region. With fall coming and schools and colleges reopening and business activity ramping up, this is the time to concentrate more than ever on following every possible safety precaution. So again, I want to remind everyone to continue social distancing, washing your hands, and wearing face masks whenever you're around other people in the community. Turning to the school situation, as I'm sure all New York City parents know, the city has decided to delay the start of in-person classes at its public schools until September 21st. To give teachers and administrators more time to prepare and make sure that all necessary safety measures are in place. Online classes will start on September 16th. Other schools across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are now in the process of reopening, most of them with a mix of virtual and in-person classes. In New York State, school districts will be required to submit their COVID-19 test results daily, and officials will be closely monitoring these. So we'll have to see how things unfold as the school year progresses. Thank you to all of those staff members with children who completed our child care survey, which ended last Friday. We'll be providing feedback on the results shortly. In the meantime, some new child care information for New York City parents was posted recently on our COVID-19 family support page. To reach that page, simply click on the COVID-19 update banner on the VNSNY intranet homepage, and then look for the family support page link at the top of the page. Once you're on the family support page, go to the newest edition section at the top of the page, and you'll find information on how you can connect with the New York City program that offers childcare options for school-age children up through eighth grade when they're not in a school building. In that same section, you'll also find links to other resources to help you and your child prepare for the school year. For our home health aides on this call, you can access the same information by going to our Partners in Care resource page on Frontline. To get there, just go to the Frontline website and then type in Resources Partners in Care in the search bar. The resources page will come up at the top of your search. Once you're on the resources page, click on the link where it says NYC Child Care and Education Resources. This fall also means flu season, and I've spoken on earlier calls about how important it is for all staff to get vaccinated this year. The banner for this year's flu campaign is now posted on the VNSNY intranet homepage. You can't miss it. It's the banner that says, "Fight the flu, Get Vaccinated. If you click on it, it will bring you to a page with all the information you need on how to get a free flu shot this fall, including links to vouchers that are good for free flu shots at either Walgreens, Duane Reade, or CVS. For our home health aides on this call, again, you can access the same information on how to get a free flu shot by going to our Partners in Care resource page on Frontline and clicking on the Get Your Free Flu Shot Now link. As I mentioned previously, our goal this year is to have all staff vaccinated by December 1st. So please click on the intranet homepage banner or the link on the Partners in Care resources page after this call to learn how you can get your flu shot if you haven't already. And remember to send the documentation that you received your flu shot to Health Services so that we have a record of you having been vaccinated. I'd also like to provide some additional information about an Operation Workplace email that went out last week about scheduling meetings. That email encouraged people to try and schedule meetings between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. as a way to make life easier for everyone. But this was a recommendation, not a requirement. Unfortunately, some colleagues have been declining meetings that started before 9 a.m. or ended after 4 p.m. And if you need to schedule a meeting outside of the 9 to 4 times, it's absolutely fine to do so. So again, there's no rule about when you can and can't schedule meetings. We're now looking forward toward our next phase of the Operation Workplace. And as we consider the best way to bring limited numbers of staff back to work in person at our regional offices, as well as how we can increase the number of staff working at our 220 East 42nd Street office. And we'll keep you posted on this as we move forward. I also want to remind our Partners in Care Home Health Aides on this call that there is still time to complete the Home Health Aid survey being conducted by the VNSNY Research Center and qualify for a chance at a $25 gift card. The survey is studying how home health aides have been impacted by COVID-19, and the results will benefit home health aides across the country. An email reminder went out last Friday, so it should still be near the top of your inbox. I also want to give a special thank you to the hundreds of home health aides who have completed the survey so far. This week, we have our usual two support calls for home health aides, one that took place at 12 noon today and the second one at 1 p.m. on Thursday. For all of our all-staff support call is also on Thursday at 10:15 a.m., and our support call for staff recovering from COVID-19 resumes today at 4:30. The phone numbers for these calls are listed in the reminder emails that you have received, and they're also on the phone-based support groups page in the COVID-19 section of the intranet. Just go to COVID-19 page, click on the link at the top that says See Schedule Here. That same link also contains an email contact for staff interested in joining our parent support group on Thursday afternoons. So that ends the update, and I will now turn to questions that were submitted in advance. So I'm going to start with questions that were submitted for this morning, and hopefully we'll have some questions submitted for this afternoon session. So the first question. Pins that were mailed out to staff, were they just for the regular full-time and part-time staff, or were they mailed to temps as well? So, Marion, can you address this question?
Yes. We looked into this question, and the pins were sent to temp staff. If the person who sent this question in did not receive one, I do ask that she contact HR or telephone me directly. I can reach out and make sure you get one. Thank you.
Next question. Good morning. This is a follow-up to last week's question. How long can an employee be furloughed? And if an employee is furloughed for more than 6 months, will that employee become a permanent layoff? Last week, you said you weren't sure. I'm worried because I've been furloughed for more than 5 months now, and I don't know where I stand. Many of the employees in my department, which is the Partners in Care Education Department, feel the same way. Marion, I'm going to send it back to you to answer this question.
Thank you, and thanks for the question. The staff who are furloughed are not, have, many of them have been recalled already, as I'm sure this person is aware, although unfortunately we have not had the opportunity to reinstate these some of the staff from the Partners in Care Education Department. As the jobs that staff performed become available again, people are being returned from furlough. Furlough is not a status that has any definitive definitive end time, and so what we are continuing to look at in connection specifically to the jobs with the Partners in Care Education Department is how we are doing home health aide training and in-service and hiring in this new world of social distancing and virtual training. We've had several meetings on this, including one first thing this morning, and we are arranging for a time later this week to share more information about our plans on the on training for home health aides and reach out to the all of the employees who are on furlough. But people on furlough are on furlough because we don't have work for them to yet return to in their former position. And we will be continuing to work through those decisions as our business evolves and grows back or grows into what appears to now be the new normal with social distance. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. I want to bring to your attention that one of the reasons patients and their family members are disgruntled at VNSNY is because of our poor follow-up and lack of communication. On days where the COC is off, cases are being pushed and rescheduled. These cases are not being triaged, and no courtesy call is being made to the patient to know that their scheduled visit is being rescheduled for another day. Patients and their family end up waiting for the nurse to show up all day, and when they try to call the office, they end up listening to elevator music for 20 minutes or more before they give up. We owe these patients, at the very least, a courtesy call. There should be a mandatory process in place that whenever a scheduled visit is moved, a patient call is logged showing the patient was notified of this change. So I couldn't agree with you more. We absolutely owe this courtesy to our patients, and I am hopeful that for the most part, these calls are being made, but clearly not always. Andrea, would you like to address this question?
Yes. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This is Andrea Castellanos. I'm the Chief of Provider Services, and I want to thank the person who wrote this in. I've already reached out to the leadership team of the Certified Home Health Agency, and we are all in complete agreement that it is completely unacceptable that our patients are not being notified when their visits have been rescheduled. Now, there may have been attempts to notify patients, and for whatever reason, the patient couldn't answer the phone, and we are looking into different technologies as well that we might be able to use to make it easier to communicate with our patients. Some of those technologies to look out for in the future might be texting patients or emailing patients. So those are just some things that might come down in the future. However, it is completely unacceptable, and we will continue to work on this and make sure that every effort is made to communicate with patients about changes in schedules. Thank you, Marky.
Thank you. Next question. Work brain is extremely difficult to navigate and keep track of hours and earnings. For example, working on a holiday, I want to bank 14 and a half hours and the system won't take it. HR was contacted on several issues and unable to assist most times. Also have contacted coworkers for assistance. Please do a thorough training on using this system. A lot of my colleagues would agree that further training is needed. The system frequently miscalculates hours submitted. Marion, can I ask you to address this question?
Yes, thanks for the question. We have a number of different types of pay available for some categories of jobs that on holidays, and so the questions about holiday work time input are not uncommon into HR, although I'm sorry to hear that we were unable to assist you when you contacted us. So I would like to reach out to the person who asked this question specifically to ensure that the issues for banking the hours have been resolved and that we can arrange for a thorough training on using this system, particularly since it seems that people believe that further training would be helpful and necessary at this time. Again, thanks for the question.
Thank you. The next question was a question from a person in the Partners in Care Education Department who's asking for feedback regarding the status of the Education Department in terms of when people will be able to return to work. I know Marion just spoke to that, as well as having an opportunity to hear directly from the new associate director in the department, since there have been some leadership changes there, to talk about the direction of the department. So, Tony, can you talk to arranging to make sure that this occurs?
Yes, absolutely. This is Tony Dalton, VP for Quality and Customer Experience. We are absolutely trying to get this scheduled now. We, as Marion said, we met this morning and are trying to figure out what the next steps are for education. And as you know, because of the social distance and other issues that we have, we are trying to bring staff back and try and get our education back online. As soon as we have some more information, we will schedule a call, and we'll do that very soon so that everybody understands where we are and what we're doing as next steps. And so thank you for bringing this to our attention again. We do want to have information for you when we meet with you, so we will get that scheduled very, very soon. Thanks, Marky.
Thank you. The next question. I noticed that the meditation sessions on Wednesdays have stopped. Is there any chance that this can be continued, as it was a great help to deal with COVID-19 crisis and the demands on the employees while working at home? Marion, can you speak to this?
We plan to continue the meditation session, so please watch for more information on their resumption. They really have not stopped.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next question. Thank you for keeping us as informed as possible. Is it possible to get a flu shot at 220 East 42nd Street? Not to cause an influx of employees coming to employee health services, I just trust them the most, and I'm in the neighborhood at times. So we are planning to offer flu shots here at our 220 location. We're waiting for flu shot vaccine to be delivered. We're hoping that it is imminent. We did get some vaccine, but it's for individuals over the age of 65. So we're waiting to get our full complement of vaccine in, and then we will be providing that information to staff so that they can schedule to come in and get a flu shot here on premises. Anything additional, Marion, that you'd like to add to that? Okay, I will just continue.
I'm sorry. No, that is the plan. The flu shots will be, we do expect to get the delivery soon.
Thank you. Next one. Thank you for your thoughtfulness in making it so easy to get a flu shot. I was able to easily find the CVS voucher, went into a CVS in Staten Island, and I had my shot in minutes. I was amazed to see that there were vouchers for Walgreens, Duane Reade, or CVS. This truly has made it easy to keep us all healthy. Thank you. So that's very nice of that individual to send us that note. And we want to make it easy because we want everyone to get a flu shot. So that was the end of the comments and questions that were submitted. If anyone has a last-minute question or comment they'd like to submit, please do so now. And then if not, we will conclude the call. In the meantime, I remind you to please get a flu shot as soon as possible. And thank you for all you're doing to help keep our patients and members safe and keeping this organization running well.